Supreme Court Justice William Rehnquist will be buried on Wednesday at Arlington National Cemetery. He died of cancer Saturday night. He will be remembered for the wave of conservative ideology he helped to usher in. David Strauss is a law professor at the University of Chicago and is the editor of the Supreme Court Review there. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us a few more things about how William Rehnquist's tenure on the Supreme Court will be remembered. What will be the big things?
Well, I think actually the biggest thing will not be his ideology at all, actually, but how effective a leader he was. He was really beloved across the spectrum by his colleagues. This was a closely divided court on many issues. Sometimes the opinions were sharply written. The justices lived together for a long time. This is one of the longest continuing courts in history. It was the same court for 11 years. But throughout that time, Chief Justice Rehnquist, maintained a reputation for being fair, honest, effective, and engaging the affection of all of his colleagues. And I think that's actually his biggest legacy.
Well, that will presumably be what he will be remembered for among his and by his colleagues. But tell us more about what guided Justice Rehnquist's rulings.
Well, he's viewed as a conservative, correctly so. He was very conservative. But the interesting thing, I think, is that in many ways the Rehnquist revolution is unfinished. He started a lot of movement in a conservative direction that now could go either way, depending on the next few appointees to the Supreme Court. In particular, one thing he revived, really, was limiting the power of Congress to regulate the economy and regulate society, imposing limits on that in the name of states' rights. For two generations, ever since the New Deal, Congress basically could regulate the environment. It could set minimum wages or maximum hours. It could tell people what they could and couldn't do with their land. It enacted anti-discrimination laws. That was taken for granted. Under Chief Justice Rehnquist, that stopped being taken for granted. Now, whether those limits will really cut deeply into Congress's power or not, that still remains to be seen. So in that respect, he started something which may or may not be continued by his successors.
You know, looking back to when President Nixon nominated Rehnquist to be the Chief Justice, he was a controversial choice at the time, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And that was because at that time he would have been the only conservative or a new voice, if you will, on the court.
He was a new kind of conservative, and I think in a way that's the piece of his, you asked Renee about his ideological legacy as opposed to his personal legacy. I think in a way his most important intellectual legacy is that he really redefined what it meant to be a judicial conservative. When he was appointed, the idea was that judicial conservatives said that the courts should stay out of American life and let the important decisions be made by elected representatives, by the president, by Congress, by state governments. And if you look at what President Nixon said when he nominated then-Justice Rehnquist, they used that same kind of rhetoric. But it turned out that Chief Justice Rehnquist were not that kind of conservative at all.
David, thanks very much. David Strauss is a law professor at the University of Chicago and the editor of the Supreme Court Review.